And welcome. Today I am talking with Lisa Rizzoli, and we are going to be talking about connecting with your yoni and the sacred practices using the yoni egg that we get to experience. Lisa has been a tantra expert for over 15 years and is also a sacred sexuality coach. So I wanted to turn it over to Lisa and let her share all this wonderful juiciness with us. Hey, Lisa.
Hey. Hi, Jen. Thank you so much for inviting me on today and for this opportunity to talk about one of my favorite practices is the yoni egg practice. Yes. I'm excited to be here and to share with your audience and all of you about how we can use this yoni egg to enhance our connection to the whole vulva area. So yoni, for those of you who don't know, is a Sanskrit word. It can translate into several different things because that's how Sanskrit is. But one of the ones that I really love is the cave of wonder. That's one I always talk about, but it really is the whole vulva area. So our genitals, right? And coming into that.
Yes. Beautiful. I love the cave of wonder. Cave of wonder. Like that is like a beautiful description.
Thank you. That's my favorite one. So this is what's considered the yoni. And what I do in my courses is I teach about the anatomy of the yoni because there's so much that as we've grown up that we don't know about our own bodies and we don't know, they don't teach this stuff in school. No school that I've been informed of at any rate. Nobody talks about some of the things. And, you know, when I got the words for like these bulbs that are actually underneath the labia, the vestibular bulbs, I was like, what? And I learned so much about the anatomy of like the clitoris, not just being this, well, on her, she's extremely large, but most of our clitoris range in different sizes and whatnot, but it's not just this. There's a whole network that goes down and the clitoris is so much more. So I teach about what this is. And the reason why that's so important to us is because when we can connect with that part of our anatomy, this is that space, the cave of wonder, where we get our sexual energy from. And our sexual energy is really our creative life force energy. And that's what I want to encourage more and more people, more and more women to grab hold of, to be able to feel that energy in their body and go, oh, this is mine. This is my creative life force energy. And what do I want to bring forth with this? What do I want to create with this? It may be a baby in your case, Jen.
You want to share it later?
Yeah. Okay. We'll share that later. But maybe a baby, maybe not a baby. Maybe I want to create this next part of my life. And so when we tap into this area in our bodies, that's what's available for us. That's where we get to really enhance what we're bringing forth, what we want in. What's my next step? What am I going to do next? I don't know yet, but I know that I have the ability to tap into this energy and to create this place for myself that feels amazing and connected. So when I teach yoni egg, first, I want to talk a little bit about the yoni egg itself. You know, there's a lot of schools of thought. The traditional practice was called jade egg, and it first transformed, you know, in China, and mostly with the concubines of the emperor. And the emperor, they are the ones that learned about the yoni egg practices and how to do these things. So there's a concept of this practice is misogynist because it's for the male. But what we've learned, and even back then, I believe they learned as well. There's no documentation of this, but I'm going to assume because I'm a woman and I know some things that when they started doing these practices, they learned more about their body. They learned how to take that energy and move it and create those neural pathways from the brain to the yoni to access more pleasure in their body, to access these little points that are just exquisite, and how we can become more orgasmic in our own pleasure system, and as well as learn how to cultivate that energy, learn how to take it and do other things that are really creative in our lives.
Yeah, beautiful.
So, yeah, thanks. So that's what the Yoni Egg practice, that's a little bit of the history. I mean, there's a lot of history. So, but I just wanted to touch on that little piece. What we are doing now is we've come to realize that it doesn't have to be a jade egg. In fact, it doesn't have to be an egg at all. The egg is not really what's important. What's important is the intention and connecting with that space. So do you have to have an egg to do these practices? No. Do you like to have an egg to do these practices? Yes. For several reasons. We're women. We like things. Lots of people like different crystals. Lots of people like different things. And what we found is one of the things that's out there that people talk about is that if you don't use jade, it's not safe. That's not true. That jade's not porous. Jade is porous. Stones are porous. Crystals are porous. So what are we doing is these eggs are polished. And the egg, the gentleman that creates the eggs for me actually works out of India. I work with him. And when he creates these eggs, what he has done is he puts intention and love into this egg as he's crafting it. And so his mantras, although they're Indian and I can't repeat them because I can't speak that language very well. His mantra is really about this egg is being created for the yoni that it's going to best serve. And for that person that it's going to best serve. And that's how he puts his eggs out into the world. So I love that because I'm into the whole magical aspects of what this is. So what I do is I work with women. And when a woman wants to buy an egg from me, we do what's called an intuitive yoni egg selection, where we come together, we combine our energies, and we choose the perfect egg for them. It's a beautiful, beautiful practice. So many women have, when we've done it, and especially now we're doing Zoom, that at first I was a little leery, I have to admit, is this going to work? And what I found was, it's true, energy knows no bounds of time and space. Energy is here all the time. And I talked about it, right? But I didn't have an actual physical experience of it until I started doing this on the Zoom. And it's been magical and wonderful. And I love doing each and every one of those intuitive selections are just fantastic. So that's part of what I do. And then also I teach a class on how to use the egg. I teach about the anatomy of the yoni, and I teach about the intentions, how to connect those neural pathways and get that in so that women start feeling this in their bodies. They start having more of an experience. So I'm going to stop there and let you ask any questions that you might have, because I've been talking.
Yeah, just a couple of things that kind of came up. It's like, I know you're talking about sometimes there's this perception that the yoni practice can be like misogynistic in some way. You know, because again, maybe the original intent was, you know, for the male, or, you know, maybe it was. Sometimes I even kind of question that. But, you know, in my experience, what I've seen a lot of times is, yes, like where there's a benefit to one, there's a benefit to everyone, right? So like divorcing ourselves from this idea of just because maybe something was perceived to be benefited the male. It's like, if it benefits the male, it's going to benefit the female. And maybe there's going to be some friction trying to figure out like how they all benefit each other. But like you said, like doing the practice in itself, it's like, it becomes quite apparent, like what the benefit is, just connecting to that energy, feeling that sensation, just connecting again, like to your vagina, to your yoni, really noticing like how the egg moves. And I'm just going to jump into the story that Lisa alluded to. So it was quite interesting. A couple of years ago, you know, I decided to, you know, start a J-Day practice because I've been feeling some creative blocks and I wanted to have some time to like get back in touch, have that energy move, you know, allow myself just to have, you know, that free flowing freedom, you know, of the orgasmic bliss as I'm like working on creating things. So like I got myself, you know, this jade egg and started working through some practices. I want to say it was like 2 weeks after I started the practice, I found out I was pregnant. Now, that wasn't necessarily my initial intent. Like I didn't go in going, oh, like I want to get pregnant, but I knew I had this energetic block. And for me, like pregnancy was part of that story. So like amazing things can happen from these eggs, you know, some that you maybe foresee, some that you maybe don't foresee. But the magic, right, of like having that right egg, like having that intention of like what you want to help cultivate and just following that path, like following your bliss and just allowing yourself to explore your body, like that is just so powerful.
It really is. It's a sweet, sweet practice. And I love everything that it does, you know, and I talk about the whole musculature of the pelvis as well, because this is one other thing that I wanted to mention that, you know, it may be an unpopular opinion, but I'm going to say it. It's my opinion is that these muscles are flat muscles. They're not meant to bulk. And there's so many practices out there that teach women how to do like weightlifting and these different types of things. Like, look what I can do with my yoni. Again, if you understand the anatomy and the musculature of the yoni, these muscles are in the pelvic bowl to hold our organs into place. They also help us to expel urine and feces and stuff like that, and a baby. You know, so they're there for that purpose. They're not meant to bulk like your bicep is. Your bicep is meant to be weight bearing and lift. And this pelvic floor muscles are made, they're weaved and they're made to hold in place. And so if you bulk those muscles, sometimes what happens is that we start seeing problems with leakage, for example, right? Leakage can be one of two things. Your muscles are too tight or bulked, or your muscles are too loose. And you need to work in those areas, because as we get older, gravity comes in, different things start to happen. I see it with my arm. And so we get to remember to enhance that musculature by squeezing and releasing. Super, super important that it's not just about squeezing all the time. It's about the squeeze, the breath, the sounding, and the releasing of it, as well as a little bit of a push. And I know that other people, there's a lot of people that are concerned about the push, but I'm not saying a grinding, you know, push bearing, like that baby kind of thing. It's a slight push. And when we do that, we're activating another part of that musculature that is very important for us as women to have healthy pelvic floor muscles. And so this is why I teach the way that I teach. And, you know, the whole thing of how this comes about.
Well, and everything's a balance. So like, I'm also a yoga practitioner. And, you know, that's one of the things that like I even teach, like in, you know, my yoga classes, is that you have to have this balance between strength and also flexibility, right? You don't want to emphasize one versus the other, especially in the female pelvic floor, because you want to be able to, you know, contract and release. You want it to be a very natural movement. And, you know, if you're constantly trying to like strengthen or compress or put more like weight and pressure on the pelvic floor, you're going to have this natural like constriction, right? Which you don't want. I mean, even just thinking of the baby, if you have a very tight pelvic floor and you're trying to birth a baby, like that's just going to be more difficult, right, than it necessarily needs to be. you know, also conversely, if it's too loose, like that's not going to be great either, right? That's where you run into like organ prolapse, incontinence, you know, plus just the strength and just like moving around, and that can create a whole bunch of other issues. It's this ebb and flow, right? This constriction and release, contraction and release. And like, that's what I find like is so beneficial with the yoni egg, is that, you know, you can really play around with like, how do you get to contract and release these different muscles in your pelvic floor that you might not be like, you can't necessarily get down to that kind of detail, like in our traditional yoga class.
Right, right. And I love that your yoga, that you teach this in your yoga classes as well. And it is true, you know, find the balance, find that sweet spot where it really is everything that you want it to be. And then know that there's another one because it's infinite. It's infinite. Right. The more we touch in with it, the more pleasure we get to bring into our bodies, and the more awakening that we do with this area in our bodies. Creating those neural pathways from the brain to the yoni and the yoni to the brain to just tap into those sweet spots and learn more about our own bodies, learn more about the energetics of our bodies. That's really what I'm excited about. And that's why I love sharing this with women. I love being part of, you know, that awakening piece where a woman goes, wow, what just happened? And I'm like, I love what you talked about with the birthing piece, because as I was 19 when I had my first baby, and I had gone to those classes, you know, like Lamaze and breathing and all the things. But when it came down to it and I stepped into that room, and these contractions were coming, they were telling me to breathe a certain way. And I knew that wasn't the right way for me. So I chose to switch it up. And I used a different breath. By doing so, I believe that's what caused me to have an orgasmic birth. So when my daughter was born, she was born into this world in me having a massive, like one of the best orgasms I've ever had in my life was by birthing this child. And it was because I was doing these practices before I knew I was doing these practices. I had a lot of things where I squeezed in my vagina, and I played with those things as a young girl and moving into the, you know, into adulthood and all the things. I was always very curious about my body and learning what I could learn about it. So I'll tell a little funny story. It's out there. But when I was probably about 3-ish, 4-ish, I was in the bathtub. And I discovered that I could make bubbles from my yoni. Now, I didn't say yoni at the time. I was raised Italian, so it was culo. And so from my culo, I could make bubbles come out. And I called my mom in, come see. And so she's like, yeah, the honey, that's nice. You know, I mean, what do you tell your little kid who's like, look, I can make bubbles with my yoni. And then I said, go get dad. I want to show him. And, you know, luckily my parents were very good about not shaming me or doing anything like that. But my mom's like, you know, that's probably not something that we're going to share with dad, you know, and this is something that's very private and you want to keep it with you. And so I'm like, oh, okay. And it was no big deal. And it was very light and very wonderful. But because of doing things like that as a kid, I believe that's also what led into this birthing, this orgasmic birth with my daughter.
Yeah. Yeah. The mind-body connection is so strong in that. And even just being able to, again, to trust your intuition, right? Like you knew what was right for you without necessarily having to rely on what other people were telling you. And it's interesting. So my first son I actually had at 19, when I was 19 as well. Completely different experience than versus my second son, which I had at 38. So there's a bit of a gap between the two. But like through that whole process, like for me, it was really learning again how to trust my intuition, right? Trusting my body, trusting that, you know, things were okay. And it took a while. My first son, he was breech. So being in a hospital setting at that time, it was like instant cesarean. Like I was not really even consulted. It's like, it's your first, here's where you are, like, this is what's happening. And, you know, it took a lot of time for me not only to like regain strength, like through my abs and like reconnect my systems, but also like trust my intuition. Like innately, I just kind of felt like this didn't necessarily have, that wasn't the way it had to go. I didn't have the words or know, you know, what could have, like what I could do differently. But that's really what I got to experience with my second son, really, like, again, trusting my process. Decided to have like a VBAC with a midwife, not in the hospital, you know, trusting that I could do it. You know, having this like experience where it's like, even though like I didn't necessarily know what was going to happen, like trust that I was capable of doing it. And again, like this is like the power that comes with just connecting with your yoni, right? With your sexual energy, with what you want to create. You know, like that's the sovereignty that really comes from these practices.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much for sharing that. That's so, wow. It's so powerful. I can just feel it. I can feel that sense of sovereignty and wisdom, right? The wisdom that comes from our womb, from our higher selves, and from that space of knowing that our intuition will guide us. We are sovereign, and we are capable of stepping into the zone and knowing. The right. Knowing is what I love to share with women,
yeah.
With all people. Yeah.
Beautiful. So we have a few more minutes. Is there like one of your favorite yoni egg practices that you can share with us really quick? Just so like, you know, everyone can kind of like experience this magic for themselves.
Well, okay. So again, you know, it's important to understand all the concepts of your egg and doing those things. So under the guise of you have your yoni egg, it's all the things that you need it to be. You know, I think one of the most profound practices that I learned was, you know, connecting with the egg far before I actually insert the egg. So making it an intentional practice, bringing it to my heart space, breathing it in with love and compassion. And then as I go to my yoni, I actually let it sit right at the entrance and I sip it in. So through the breath, through sounding is super important. And so many people don't want to sound, but sounding activates the vagus nerve. The vagus nerve goes down, touches on all the different parts of our organs, moves energy through the body, does all kinds of fun things. But using that sound, so I let the egg sit right at the entrance and I breathe in. And when I'm breathing in, I kind of have a squeeze in my yoni. And then as I exhale and sound, my yoni opens up and starts to, I'm going to do it this way, starts to like sip the egg in. So I'm not pushing it in. I'm not shoving it in. I'm doing a slow practice of just sipping. So it usually takes about 4 breaths. My hand needs to be there to kind of hold on to it, because again, I inhale and then I relax. Oh, and the egg goes in a little bit more. And so this hand kind of just helps it to maintain there. Otherwise it'll be going back and forth and back and forth. And it would be a lot more than 4 or 5 breaths, but then the egg comes in and I want to keep it right into the vaginal canal where we're going to do this work and come into that place. That in itself is connecting with your yoni and noticing how amazing this area of our body is. It is like so incredible to be able to slowly sip in an egg and do it with intention, with love and compassion that I've imbued through my heart and tapping into that space. That's one of my favorite things to do. Now, there's also the times that I'm in a big hurry and I'll put the yoni egg in right away. It's true. And there's reasons for both, right? But if I'm really taking the time to, I want to connect with this part and I do this, then that's that magical place of, even now at what am I, 56 now. So I've been doing this practice forever. It feels like I started 15 years ago with a yoni egg, but younger, with Benoit balls and some other things. And I, even now, I'm in awe of what my yoni can do and how my yoni can just gently sip this egg right in. Sometimes it's a little bit more work in, you know, cause my brain's doing something or I'm thinking about something else or, you know, all the things that goes on. But when I'm really focused and present with it, that's the beauty. And it's so exquisite. That's mine. It's mine to be in that.
Yeah. And that, yeah, that's so powerful. And even, you know, what I'm hearing in that and like what I've even experienced with myself is like learning like the receptivity of your body, right? Like when you're receptive and maybe when you're not either, because maybe like your yoni is just like, no, I need to be left alone. Or maybe you're just like not thoroughly present, but like following those cycles, right? Knowing your body, knowing yourself, like knowing when's the right time. And again, it's like you said, like it comes down to connecting, like having that intention with your egg, because it's not necessarily so much the egg, right? The egg's not doing it to you. It's more of like your experience with the egg.
Exactly. And then I'll give one advanced little thing. This is advanced, ladies. Seriously, this is advanced. And it's one of the things that I talk about, excuse me, with, you know, like the pony tricks or the yoni tricks, is that with this egg, I can put it into me this way and then flip it so it comes out this way. Ooh. Very powerful, very interesting. And know that it's possible for you as well. And so it's one of those little things that I learned along the way when I was first getting involved in all of this. I thought it was all about the tricks and having the super yoni, you know, and that wasn't the word that I used. I used the P word back then. And, but you know, that was what I thought it was about. But when I learned more about the yoni egg, I actually discovered that it's not about having a super yoni. It's about connection and connecting with me on this, on this level. You know, it's not about this egg. It's about creating those neural pathways. It's about learning how to create neural pathways so that I can continue to create neural pathways, to continue to access my brain in a different way than what I've been taught throughout my life. This practice teaches us how to create neural pathways in our body that are actually more intentional because I'm focused on it and I'm aware of it. I'm present with it. So now all of a sudden the energy is doing a different thing. It's powerful, powerful practice. And I love it.
Beautiful. Yeah. And there seems to be no end to and the ways you can connect with your egg. Like with the last practice, I'm like, oh, that's a new one. I'm going to have to play around with that one.
Yeah. Well, if you want the tips, just hit me up. I'll help you out with it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Lisa.
Thank you, Jen. It was a pleasure to be here. And thanks to everybody who's watching. I'm so excited to share this practice with you and to be in this space, to have this opportunity to share what my wisdom and knowledge about the yoni egg and the pelvic floor.
All right. Awesome. Thanks again, Lisa.
Thank you.